Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Velocity Athletic Training Radio, created and hosted by Layla Smolak, your number one personal trainer with a wealth of knowledge, education, and experience in the fitness industry in areas of management, corporate wellness, programming and training, nutrition and business owner. Layla will have you get up, move, unleash your inner athlete. Here's your host, Layla Smolak.
You know, I keep saying it time and time again. I just love that music. Sounds awesome, full of energy. I am live from Vancouver, BC, Canada. And what a beautiful day. In fact, the past couple of weeks have been sunny and warm, and it's just amazing. Now, with those temperatures begin to rise, I am so out of my comfort zone. And I'm certain most people are. I mean, I do meet the odd person. I don't mean to insult anybody out there. You're not odd, but who actually do love the extreme heat. And you know what? I'm not one of those people. So we are certainly experiencing a heat wave in BC. So with this lovely weather, we got to take the time to get outside and enjoy it before it starts to rain and it starts to get cold. But when we become too preoccupied with outdoor activities, some people may forget to hydrate, and I will say it one more time, hydrate. The body needs to replenish the fluids that we sweat out. And unlike my energy equation, I've said it in previous episodes, energy output must equal energy input and vice versa. Same thing, same method for your fluids. Okay, so fluid output must equal fluid input. Now, of course, there's certain factors that are related to that equation, but I will not get into it today because I am focusing on dehydration. Now, we also lose valuable electrolytes and minerals when we become dehydrated, okay? And that's a very, very important factor to think about because the electrolytes and minerals are 100% needed by the body, especially the heart, okay? Now, to replenish electrolytes, just drinking flavorless water does not increase our electrolyte level. Potassium, which is the most essential mineral, is needed for a healthy functioning heart and as well as other bodily functions. So if you want to add some flavor to your water, yesterday I actually tweeted my favorite creation here. It's melon water with slices of strawberries, basically watermelon water. It is so thirst quenching, and then you add some strawberries or even blueberries or even both to it. It's just yummy. And I can drink that all day long, no issues. I mean, in terms of issues, I don't get bored with drinking it. So but we can also add slices of oranges, cucumber, or any other type of berry. Okay, sometimes I'll throw in grapefruit, again, just to, you know, add a good flush to the digestion. Now, when we need to hydrate, we also need to ingest some potassium-rich foods as well as, these include bananas, okay, sweet potato, white potato, believe it or not, tomato sauce, beets, black beans, white beans, canned salmon, and, of course, spinach, butternut squash. Oh, and I love Swiss chard. Yummy. Now, if you are not replenishing your fluids and or ingesting electrolyte-rich meals, you may begin to experience what we label are the early signs of dehydration. Okay? So, early signs include increased thirst, dry mouth, you feel tired, you feel sleepy, you may experience a decrease in urine, you may also experience darkened urine, so basically it becomes like a yellow, a deeper yellow, headaches, itchy skin. The second stage of dehydration is considered severe. Okay, this is where you're not drinking any water at all. You're not ingesting anything, really. And these symptoms include decreased urine output. The urine, if you are urinating, may be more concentrated and a deeper yellow or amber color. You may experience dizziness or lightheadedness. Your blood pressure may drop. Rapid heart rate, you may develop a fever, you may feel lethargic, confused, you may experience a seizure, you may just go in shock. Now, when to seek medical attention after you've gone through the second stage of developing these symptoms of dehydration, or to visit the hospital's emergency. If you develop a fever higher than 103 degrees, so 39.4, if you are extremely confused and you are totally lethargic, headaches, seizures, you have difficulty breathing, you start to experience chest or abdominal pain, you may even faint, and last but not least, you may not have urinated in 12 hours. Now, some of these symptoms, the third stage, reflect other health issues. So don't take a chance. You know, you need to go to the hospital. You need to find out whether it is dehydration or these are also symptoms of a heart attack and stroke. So very important to visit the hospital at your third stage. Or if you're even, you know, experiencing any of these symptoms for whatever specific reason or disease that may be in your family lineage. All right, so this wraps up today's podcast. I hope everyone out there is enjoying the great weather no matter where you're located in this world. Enjoy it. You're healthy and be strong. I am Layla Smolak, and I am over, and I am out.
Thanks for tuning in to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Velocity Athlete. Visit us at www.velocityathletictraining.com. Get up, move, unleash your inner athlete. Believe it, be it, live it.